The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
Welcome to the Speaking Podcast with my co-hosts Jay Black and Jessica Gibson, joined today by a special guest, our good friend Troy Moore. As I introduce you, Troy, how you doing, Troy?
I'm good, man. I'm hanging in there, you know. How you doing?
You look quarantined, I gotta be honest.
Yeah. I've been working on my beard. This is all I get, though, this little Fred Durst goatee.
Can I ask you, is that seriously like two and a half months of quarantine?
This is actually 30 years of quarantine.
You've actually never changed.
Yeah. Was that? That's all I get, though, this little Three Musketeer thing, if you see it.
Troy, let me ask you a question. How many days of quarantine have you been sober?
All of them.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You forgot to go to get booze before the quarantine started?
No, I stopped drinking back in September. So
really? I'm going to applaud that.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that. Oh, we celebrated that?
I took enough weed in a day to kill Snoop Dogg, though, if I got to be honest with you. It's alcohol-free. It's not sober.
Gotcha. I mean, of the two, I say weed over alcohol every time.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't agree with that, Jay. But anyway, Jay, I feel like Jessica and I need to address the elephant in the room. Have you, like, you are literally, you look like you have not shaved or had a haircut in many, many moons.
Me? Oh, yeah.
No, he's competing with the Vanderpump Rules hair from last week.
That's what it is. I missed the hat, though. Where's the hat, Jay?
Well, you know, I think my hair looks enough like a hat. Look at that. One thing that's for sure, I'm not balding.
You are not balding. That is absolutely true. All right, so we have a serious point to talk about. June 19th and 20th, we are all supposed to be at the Comedy Cove on stage. I don't know. I'm confident because the stay-at-home order will run out by then. I know Gene wants to open. I'm ready to be on stage. I want to go through and hug everyone in the crowd.
I don't know.
No, I'll be doing the show from inside a protective tank.
Oh, my God. Jessica, what happened to people? Are you and I the only ones not afraid to go outside?
Are we going to need to set up like a screen and like a projector with like everyone sitting around and Jay just on a screen doing a stand-up?
I want to be a hologram like Tupac.
Yeah.
He's going to quit.
I will be hugging. I was never a hugger. I used to be a germaphobe, and then all this stuff, and now I realize I was crazy before. I don't even wash my phone.
Well, that's good.
No, because disinfectant.
I'm sure the virus is hearing you and going, well, I'll stay away from Bill then.
I have what we call an immune system, and it's functioning. I know, it's shocking, right? Because you would think humans no longer have an immune system with everything you hear in the news.
Well, here's the thing. Native Americans had the immune system when syphilis showed up, too. And look what happened to them. It's whether or not you've seen it before. Jay. It's just
science. Troy, it's been difficult. Jay in quarantine has become almost like you're kind of like the doc in Back to the Future.
He's got no rules.
Smart and vindicated.
He's like, I'm king in this place.
Yeah. Jessica, it looks like quarantine has not impacted you at all.
No, things are going great, except I'm worried my immune system's going to crash as soon as I get outside again because there's no
That we're going to have such a bad flu season. I have made it a point to hug everyone that approaches my house. That's led to some awkward moments, but it's working for my immune system. I was never a hugger. I was socially distant before it was popular.
I'm going to write a zombie movie, and I'm going to have a scene early on where somebody goes, you just got to get immune to the zombie bite. You just got to make sure that all you have to do, you get a little bit of zombie bite, and then your immune system protects you from it.
Zombie hickey.
Was that?
A zombie hickey. That's what
I think both of you looked at this and you're like, maybe we can write a lot of bits about the zombie apocalypse now. Like, this could be really good for comedy.
Well, I think it's going to be the opposite, and I'll tell you why. Because every single comic is sitting at home doing the exact same thing, which is like, oh my God, I can't wait to do my COVID one-man show. And it's all going to be the same observations about like Netflix and pornography, which, by the way, two of my favorite things. But I don't think that it's going to be good. You got to have a new angle on it, and I don't think anybody's going to have a new angle on it.
I will. I will, Jay. I'm working on it.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to be ready.
Troy, didn't you and your girlfriend just move in together?
Yeah. We're in our apartment held up together, and, you know, it's been all right, though. I go to the grocery store when I have to, but for the most part, we get everything delivered and trying to lay low, you know.
This is like just moving in together on jet fuel.
There's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So are you going to get married?
We might have to.
I say this to everybody that comes on.
I've been dodging as long as I can, man. We've been dating for 10 years.
I think this counts as common law marriage now that you're living together. I think this is it, man. Right?
All you have to do, Troy, is tell her, as soon as COVID is eradicated all over the world, we can get married, but not until then.
Yeah, this is like a blessing in disguise, I think.
I feel for you guys if you're worried about COVID. I feel for you.
I'm fine with people not being nervous about it. I just say this, you first. You guys go out. And
funny the awkward conversations I have, but then when I go in for the embrace, people are like, can we do that? I'm like, yes, actually, your health depends on doing that. It's all these people that are really holed up that are going to be in trouble. Jessica, you're out and out walking the dog, right?
An air hug. Like,
no, I won't do it.
Air hug.
I wear a big set of clown pants, you know, the 6-foot clown pants like this, so nobody can get even close to me.
So the problem, Jessica, I think, is our headliner may just not want to be on stage in a month. It may not be too soon for him.
Well, I got a call from, I was talking to my manager right before I came onto this call, and he was talking to me about the cruise ships. And he's like, you know, the cruise ship, we just got an email because I'm booked on a cruise the second week of August. So the cruise ship was like, hey, just so you know, keep it free because so far as we're concerned, we're going to start first day of August. And I said, I was like, number one, no.
Yeah.
Number two, no.
Crazy. Why not?
Bill, there are still cruise ships that can't come into port with people still stuck inside. You think I would do well on a cruise ship for 75 days?
You know what's funny? It's almost summer. The virus is over. We need something else to worry about. Humans need to have something to panic about every few months. This one has passed. It went from we were worried about global warming, and then like that didn't really stick. But now we got this COVID thing, baby. This is really scary shit.
Who's saying to people? Who's like making people scared for no reason? Why?
I was thinking about this. This could be a great book. It's a great study in psychology. People love horror movies. They love disaster movies. Now they get to kind of live one out for real. They're like, oh, this is really scary. Yeah, but the numbers aren't that bad. It doesn't matter. It's really bad. You can breathe and catch it. It's bad.
1,000 people are dead.
I'm just pissed off that I did not invest in a cleaning company before this started.
No.
Oh, my God.
2,000 people died in 9/11. They started the TSA. 90,000 people are dead. It's like people need to be worried about this. This is not a
good thing. No, they don't, though. It's over. Jay, it's over. It ended.
It's not over. Where is it over?
Pretty much over.
Did you get the
plan? I'm driving to where it's legitimately over, where people are normal. I cannot wait. I will be on a Florida beach in a week. I'm ready.
They just fired the lady for putting the statistics out. Don't go where people are dying. It's that easy.
They're just not dying there. It's so good. I can't wait. I will literally be, this is the most comfortable I've been around human beings. It took this to break me of my natural germophobia and social distancing.
Let me ask you a question.
I now no longer have a 3-second rule. It falls on the floor, done. It's good.
Let me ask you a question. If you die of COVID, will you admit to being wrong?
That's an interesting question.
If you die of COVID, can I get a medium to see if you admit for being wrong?
I will keep that answer in my head, and only if I contact you from the beyond will you know. Wait, who was that? Danny did that, right?
Was that?
Wasn't it Houdini?
Houdini did that, yes.
You know, that's a good thing. Is it too soon to bring back the medium? Jessica, what do you think?
We never had her on. Like,
I thought we had, I had her on the radio and Jay almost freaked out. Troy, you would have loved this. It was the most bizarre interview I've ever done. Jay was standing, making comments while we were on the air, making her angry. I'm telling you, Jay, I think she was summoning up some bad shit.
Yeah, no, here's the thing. You need to, first off, you need to have gullible people around for your bullshit to be pulled off. So that's why she was mad at me. Number two, why don't we bring her on and ask her what Louis Pasteur thinks of your ideas regarding the COVID virus?
I think we should absolutely bring on a medium. What do you think, Jessica?
I would love to talk to a medium again, especially like on Zoom.
Yes, yes. Or what do you think, you win?
Hey, I'm in. Hell yeah.
Do you think, Bill, if we bring on a medium and we're using Zoom, she'll still be bullshitting us about how she only sees like letters? Like Zoom is a video call, lady. You can't
listen. Zoom in the airport. My whole life changed when I had that mentalist in the studio. Remember that? Was it Caitlin Schoeffel, Miss New Jersey's husband now?
I missed him.
Oh my god! It was impressive, and I still don't understand it. Like he wrote down numbers, and I wrote something down, and I put it in my shoe. And he was able to read what I had in my shoe. I don't know. I don't know how it worked.
Bill, let me ask you a question. Was he ugly or good looking?
I don't know how to answer that question. He was an average looking guy.
Well, here's the thing. I would be more impressed like if he looked like me and he was married to Caitlin Schoeffel, because then I'd be like, oh, that dude definitely has powers. Like that guy has mind control powers that he got that girl.
Speaking of that, how is your wife about the whole beard thing?
You know what? I think I think she likes it. She likes that I haven't really been dying it so much in quarantine because I think she just likes disheveled. That's her kink. Her kink is like guys who look semi-homeless.
Meanwhile, Jessica, you're all put together. Everything's good. Have you gotten your hair cut?
No, but that's okay. Girls don't need a haircut like guys do. Chase and I have not got promoted since we've been in quarantine, so things are going pretty good.
Chase still shaving?
Yeah, he finally started shaving again.
So did you, Troy. Oh, no.
Yeah, check it out.
No, it looked like for a second maybe he had been shaving, but...
I'm very proud of this.
Would you get a beard transplant? Some dudes do that.
Yeah.
On your face?
Yeah, like this, I have like a gross, thick, full beard, so I never worried about it. But guys like Troy, who look like, you know, post-op transsexuals, a lot of them want extra hair down there so that they look more manly.
Wait, what? Anyway, I feel like I missed that.
Guys get they get hair from their head. Troy, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Did a guy ever take hair off of his head?
They take hair from their head and they get it placed on their cheeks.
Jay, I think the issue is you said hair down there. And my brain kicked in just as you said that. And I'm like, wait, where are you putting hair?
Those are called merkins, Bill. That's what a toupee for your...
So Jay, you're going to turn down all this money to go on a cruise. And I think Troy would go. Troy, screw that up.
Are you for real, Troy?
I don't know. Like, that's right now. Like Jay said, I kind of want to wait, see what happens.
Yeah, the virus is over, guys. I'm sorry. Newsflash, it's done. Pass.
Where are you getting this information from, Bill?
Reality, Jay. Reality.
Yeah, reality, so far as I can tell, has been biased towards people dying for the last 10 million years. Like, what? Honestly,
people die every year. That's kind of how it works. Actually, they die every day. It's just a new thing. It depends on how you code it.
I don't know. It's like if I was driving a car and I got a recall notice in the car and said you're like 3% more likely to die in the car, I'd just wait until I got the recall notice fixed before I would drive the car again.
See, I am a risk taker, Jay, and I believe that it's okay to just go outside.
No, stay inside.
Go outside, hug your neighbor. It's fine. You're going to be fine. You're going to be okay. I feel like I want to bring a psychologist on and talk you guys through this.
Well, like I've been going outside to like run and stuff, but you know, I'm not like going and mixing it up with random people.
Yeah. See, I never used to do that. Now I've never enjoyed it more.
You got a death wish, man.
Yeah, no, I'm proving a point.
So delivery guys come over and you invite them in the house.
Yeah. We've had people over, they're like, do I need a mask? I'm like, actually, you're not allowed to wear a mask here. So come on in.
I got Gennaro's emails like every day for his specials.
I have seen Gennaro. It's they're actually surviving. Most of these restaurants, though, honestly, so many are never coming back. It's very sad.
Yeah, I was just talking about comedy clubs.
That no was a typo, guys. I meant to send that here. I was answering a question. So you all got just a no.
I'm just hearing that? No randomly from people, Bill.
Yeah, plenty of no's.
Yeah, we're fine with that.
Oh, career on no's. So when will you both be comfortable to get back on stage?
Thanks, Annabelle. I personally gotta be honest, I wanna see the science. I want somebody who's a doctor who, like, a consensus among doctors going, hey, you know what? We got this under control. That's all I want.
You know, it peaked on April 7th without social distancing. April 7th. Yeah, it's over.
I'm waiting for doctors to say that, Bill. All the
Thursday. Deadly.
Literally, the head of emergency medicine at St. Barnabas in the Bronx has been saying it. Nobody wants to hear it. You know why? Because the politicians and the media love this. They love the fear. They love it. This has been for TV ratings. Are you kidding me? Through the roof. Netflix.
John Coffey, Bill, is that who you're talking about?
Who? Daniel Murphy. He is the head of emergency medicine at St. Barnabas. And it's a great article. And it's all based on science and facts. And seriously, it literally ran its course. So anyway, for me, I would be on stage now if someone would have it. I was worried, actually, that people wouldn't go out if they opened. Look around the country. They're pushing the envelope. Wisconsin, Florida, Georgia. But I know what Jay thinks about people in Florida, so I don't want to push that.
They're douchebags, all of them. Every single one of them. It's a douchebag state.
So, Jay, we're going to have to leave this as you have to let us know. Is our headliner going to be there? Because I'm willing to break quarantine to be on stage at the Comedy Cove.
So, Bill, I'm going to have to wait and see. I'm taking a wait and see.
What would it take? Number,
Jessica, we're going to need a sub. We're going to have to see which comic is starving enough to say, I'm going to do it.
I think I'd be all right, but I would definitely, go pretty much right from my car to the stage, I think. Not going to be hanging around upstairs and, like you said, shaking hands with people. I'm going to listen for my name and run on, do my time, and then leave.
Well, you guys do what you have to do. I don't know how it's going to work. It will be the death of most of these clubs, though.
Yeah.
People are afraid.
It's not going to be great for the clubs. Although, I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out, whether or not there's like any kind of debt forgiveness or that sort of stuff when it comes to the landlord. Because, like, what do? You just kick the person out?
The problem is all those landlords are not wealthy. You know, I've had this discussion on the show for 2 weeks that they're worried about the renter. But I'm like, no, most of these landlords are just middle class. They're people that own, you know, one commercial building. Maybe they own... you know, a couple of apartments. Most of these guys are not huge companies.
What about mortgage forgiveness for the landlord? And like, it's interesting. If we just say to everybody, hey, we'll just tack on 3 months at the end of your mortgage. And, you know, you're still paying the mortgage. You just get 3 months moved to the end. That would save a lot of people. I don't know why that's not being talked about. As like,
well, the banks are waiting on federal money, and the problem is that, you know, they're not going to get this latest stimulus package will fail, and it should. It's $3 trillion. It's crazy. The banks have no guarantee. They actually, in classic bank world, they made it difficult for people to get the money that was promised to them, but it had to go through the banks. It's right. A shame. People are. I will say, though, it would depend, right? How many people are actually in that kind of trouble? The challenge is that if you're getting your stimulus check and your unemployment check, you were making $15 an hour going in, your unemployment was a raise.
Yeah, that's a sad statement on how bad the minimum wage is. We need to raise the minimum wage, obviously.
Oh, God. I think Jay just wants to fight.
No, I don't want to fight.
I thought Bill was avoiding the podcast to just not fight with Jay.
No, it's an obvious, you know, wages go up when you raise the minimum wage. That's just fact.
You know somebody pays that, Jay, right? You know that.
Like, right, but everybody benefits from it. Every time they've piloted.
Nobody benefits from that. I thought you were a guy of science and numbers, Jay.
I am. Look at Seattle. They raised the minimum wage, and it went great for them. The entire economy.
Thousands of restaurant jobs, Jay. Thousands of jobs went away.
Let's look that up. I don't think that's right.
Look at it. Look at Portland. Look at Seattle. You know, they. It's the same thing with the silly virus. They projected out 2 million deaths, and everybody just completely panicked. And then you look at the reality, like, well, wait a minute, it was only 87,000. Like, that's a lot, but we also lost 80,000 people to the flu in 2018. And New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey got caught padding the numbers. So I mean, we went from not trusting the government to only trusting the government. There's probably a middle ground somewhere. That's what I would guess.
I would be happy if someone would just invent a way for me to go into a coma for like the next 3.5 years. Wait. I'd like to wake up in 2023.
Wait, Jessica, Jay's head explodes in 3, 2. When they have a vaccine, I'm not going to take it, Jay.
That's dumb.
Yeah, I'm not going to take it. Not only am I not going to take it, but I'm done with the flu shot because I learned that I talked to a guy today who was on the team with Moderna, who's developing the vaccine. And I said, so literally 60% of the adults in the country don't get the flu shot. I tend to get it most years. And I said, and they admit that it's only between 20 and 40% effective. He's like, oh, this is going to be 40% effective. That's great. I'm like, that means it's not actually a cure. He said, yes. I said, well, tell me where we are with the vaccine. He said, well, think about air travel today. And then think about the Wright brothers flying that first plane. He's like, we're at the Wright brothers stage. Yeah, so sorry, guys. The vaccine's just not going to...
Bill, like, you know that a vaccine is basically your immune system being...
I do.
...to fight something, right?
I don't trust anything that was created inside the last 3 weeks when I watched the stock market going crazy and how much these stocks jumped.
Bill, it would be silly just to take a drug just because you think it works. Only a moron would do that. I think we
can. No, I don't think it's going to work. I think the whole thing there, they rushed this thing through trials. This has not followed any of the protocols.
Taking a drug without it being 100% tested and studied, only a moron, a world-class idiot would do something like that. I think we can agree 100% on that.
What, take a drug that wasn't tested?
Right. Like if it wasn't tested 100% and thoroughly vetted, right. So, you're just taking it because you think it'll help. That only a moron would do. I agree with you 1,000%.
No, don't agree with that. Oh, come on. The hydrochloroquine is working, Jay. It's working.
I want him to take all of it.
You need to get out of the house. I think you've been watching MSNBC too much.
I've cut off news. I'm not watching news. I can't do it. It's killing
me. Oh, even worse, you're listening to podcasts. Listen, this is the only podcast you should listen to.
100%.
I miss you guys. Although I will tell you this, I can't wait for the next event, but I think this as a podcast setup is really good.
Yeah.
The Zoom?
Yeah. Why would we do it any differently? Right?
Zoom's fun.
We need to get like this. I bet you we could get easier, bigger guests. No offense, Troy. Zoom, because they don't have to do anything. They just have to get in front of their computer.
I agree.
So yeah. I think that there would be, we should probably reach out. Do we know anybody famous?
Don't you know, like, Kristen Hutchinson?
Who?
Doesn't your agent also rep Kristen Hutchinson or something?
I don't know who that is.
I thought she was a comic that got her own TV show.
Oh, maybe. I could ask him if he knows her. Trying to think who else we know. I don't know. We'll have to figure that out.
What do you think, Troy? who should replace you?
Yeah. Anybody? I don't know. What the fuck? about my painting. Hey, still my painting.
Hey, we had Brett Caprioni. That was pretty good.
Well, we got great numbers on that.
Did we? That's good.
And I'm wondering if it's just, and again, it's hard for me to follow this. I'm wondering if it's, like, we said we got them, and everybody that usually listens, like, more people wanted to download it, or if there was a, like, he tweeted it out or did, like, an Instagram, and all the people that follow him were into it.
Good question. I don't know. Doesn't matter, right?
Was that? Yeah. I don't care. I'll take the numbers any way we can get them.
So, Troy, you are always welcome back, of course. And I think that we'll I don't know. We'll find out from Gene what it's looking like in 2 weeks. But we are a month out?
Do it with social distancing? Like, can he just have, like, you know, people 6 feet away from everybody unless you're a couple?
You've been to the Comedy Cove, Jay, right? You've actually been there.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, is there...
You couldn't have more than 6 people in the room if you were socially distant. I'm refusing to do any events that are socially distant. So... it's the opposite for me. So we're gonna have to find the balance somewhere.
What if it was 1/5 as many people, but we charge 10 times as much?
Yeah, well, what do you think is gonna happen to restaurants out there? If someone will pay that kind of money, I'm all in, Jay.
100%. Support science. Pay us 10 times what you would normally pay. Come on out to the show.
That's it. Oh, God. All right. I gotta jump. This is great. So are we good for next Tuesday? Like, can we do this as a regular Tuesday?
Yeah, every Tuesday is good for me.
Yeah.
So Troy, you'll get the call when we don't get a guest. You're like, hey, Troy.
I think Troy looks great. I like Troy without alcohol. He's looking good.
Right. You like said you were gonna look terrible. I was so concerned at first.
You look fantastic. You look alive and awake. I love it.
Well, it's because I just woke up about 20 minutes before this started. So,
are you not working at all, Troy?
So, I Bill, you're gonna laugh at me, but I took like a FMLA leave. Talked to a psychiatrist for anxiety, and I was actually having panic attacks at work. Like when this was all coming out, I was freaking out, man. And I took a break, got away from it, but I'm able to go back in June. So I haven't been paid for this whole time. It's like an unpaid leave of absence type thing, but I still have that job to go back to.
All right, that's good.
Are you normally like a germaphobe, or is it just this in particular like tickled something with your anxiety?
So I have always, you know, been conscious of like germs, and you know, I've always had like a little bit of anxiety all the time, but this kind of just like brought it to the forefront, you know, tenfold. I had to do something about it, so I left.
You got help. Good for you.
Yeah. So, but I feel good. I'm in a, you know, a lot better place now that I'm away from people, and I can kind of just
agree with that.
You know, but I'm ready to get back to it. I'm, you know, just nervous. I'm trying to see what.
We're gonna help you overcome it, Troy. Don't worry. It's how I help Jay stop drinking. I help him. I offer him a drink every time I see him. It seems to be working.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Oh, my God. All right, guys. You're the best. So we will, this will drop tomorrow or at midnight or whenever, right?
Midnight tonight.
Okay. All right, awesome. And Jessica, we'll talk about what we want to say to Gene, and we'll just see as we get closer.
Yeah, I'm sure he's liking the promotions, so.
Yeah, it's working. I don't know how many tickets we sold. Well, let's find out. We'll ask him.
Yeah, all right.
Awesome. All right, guys.
Goodbye.
The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. Houseofcupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country, 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia, best Italian food in Jersey.